It's City Desk, bringing you news and views from City Hall, from the beautiful Biloxi, Mississippi. And now, your host of our wonderful program, City Desk, the public affairs manager for the city of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are glad to be with the City Desk podcast today on the road at Edgewater Mall, where the Honorable Andrew Fofo Gillich gave his first Breakfast with the Mayor presentation. And joining us here right now, initially, is going to be the Chief Administrative Officer of the City of Biloxi, Mr. David Nichols. Good morning.
Good morning, William. Vincent, how are y'all this morning? The mayor gave a few good remarks, and but he did fine. He's good at talking off the cuff, but he's not comfortable giving speeches. And so when you get him to talk in conversation, he does a great job. And that's what he did a lot of this morning.
I want him to have more topics. Me personally, I think he had some really good things to talk about. Gigabit City, he talked about Keesler Air Force Base, he talked about beautification, he talked about Shuckers, and I know what else could he put in there, but there's a lot of stuff in there, and I think the attendance that we saw here today, that shows how interested they are, huh?
That's right. Huge crowd. Probably one of the largest Breakfast with the Mayor crowd that there been. The mayor said they all just came to have breakfast, but they really came to hear what the mayor had to say.
A free breakfast. David, you brought in somebody special here that I'm guessing you wanted to talk to over here.
Yeah. We have Chief Miller is showing us. We had a huge crowd in town this weekend, and it was Scraping the Coast. It's probably one of our top 10 events that we have in the city over the years. Chief, how did it go from your perspective?
This was probably the best Scraping the Coast we've had as far as trouble-wise. Traffic was certainly still thick, but I think it appeared to be a lot more family people here, and they appeared to spend more time at the Coliseum instead of cruising back and forth on the roadway, which actually helped traffic. So we were really proud about the way things worked out.
We've had a number of games under our belt now for the Shuckers. How did you think that went, or how has it gone so far for the Shuckers games?
Well, we were apprehensive at first about the traffic, and especially the pedestrian traffic, but that's all worked out very well. We've been able to cut down some of our resources there and still keep everybody safe and protected. So it's working out really, really well, better than I thought that it would.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I don't think I can put you on the spot because you can handle any question as I've seen in the past. But in all sincerity, we've got 4th of July coming up. We've got fireworks people out there selling fireworks. What is the law on fireworks? And I always see them on the beach every 4th of July, and is it really even legal there either? But Vincent's just jumped into the deep end of the pool, and I'm pulling you in there with me.
Well, as you know, and I'll just be perfectly honest, everybody's popping fireworks, and there's no way for us to stop everybody. Yes, it's illegal to explode fireworks in the city of Biloxi, as it is on the sand beach, but there's no way for us to control that. So we basically just try to keep people safe, and we still respond to the complaints that we have, although they're numerous, and we try to start shutting people down as early in the evening as we can. And that's not always easy. You can imagine everybody's shooting fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you got somebody that's causing a problem in a neighborhood, you're going to take action, I'll bet. We want to make sure people know that it's not y'all turning a blind eye or a deaf ear to this.
Oh, absolutely not. No, we absolutely don't. If there's complaints in a neighborhood, we're going to respond. It may take a couple of responses out there to end the problem. As you can imagine, people see a unit coming. They see us coming down the road, and they back off from the fireworks. It's very difficult a lot of times when we get there to determine who's actually exploding fireworks.
Okay. John, was there anything else, or Chief, is there anything else you wanted to say? We want them to have a safe weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate the way the public responded with everything that we put out about Scraping the Coast. If you weren't coming down, please stay off Scraping the Coast. I went down Pass Road early that morning on Saturday, and then mid-afternoon when traffic was really thick, I went down Pass Road again, and it was no problems. It was a little bit of a delay, but no problems. So that told me a lot of people were doing something else. They were either taking I-10, or they left early, or they left late, one or the other.
Excuse my language, but where in the hell are all these people parking for these Shuckers games?
You know, I think a lot of them are parking in the parking garages. I think a lot of them are carpooling. We know under the I-110, that gets pretty full under there. But that's really no problems. We have not seen the problems.
It's been great. Chief, thank you for joining us. We're going to turn now to something else that we have going on, and it's something William Sackett's been involved with. And, William, we've got a regular face with us today. Well, I don't know if that's a regular face, but Kevin O'Brien is the executive director of the Orr O'Keefe Museum of Art. Let's talk K-10, man. Where are you?
Yeah, great. Well, I do have a regular face. Katrina Plus 10 has been a great thing for the museum, and it's been a big learning process for us, too. It's all about the disaster, of course, but the recovery and all the positive things that are happening after Katrina Plus 10. We've got multimedia exhibits up. We've got all sorts of experiential things to see. But I think the most important thing that we've learned from a museum standpoint is that K-10 has taught us have the same program for the whole campus. In the past, we used to have all these separate little programs that didn't make any sense, and it's been a really good thing. A couple weeks ago, we had our 10,000th customer. We're pushing for our 20,000th customer, and this is just breaking all sorts of records for the museum.
Now, somebody asked me the other day, they said, is it more local people or is it more out-of-town people? And I told them in the best PR honesty, and this is the truth, what we're seeing is local people are coming to the programs and visitors are coming to the exhibitions, to the standing. What's been your experience?
Well, I think what's happened to a lot of the people locally that we run into that actually went through Katrina, they're saying, great exhibit, but it's too emotional for me. I really can't look at it. So most of the people that come to the exhibits are out-of-town visitors. There's been a great marketing effort with the hotels and a place where visitors stay, where there's been a lot of information for them to come and see the exhibits, and that's been fantastic. But I'd say almost 100% of the local people come to the programs that we have during the week, like Katrina Cafe and all sorts of things, where they really have that emotional attachment, and they can have an experience with everybody else there at the same time.
Okay, so Katrina runs all the way through September 12th. We got some great things with Haley Barber, Rupert Lacey, all kind of different people. The baby mayors, I like to call them, the people who took office just 1 month before the storm struck, what their experiences were. A lot of these programs are free. The ones you have to pay for, you get lunch. For $10, you get lunch, and you can go in the museum. So this runs through September 12th. I keep hearing you're moving away from art. You called and asked me that the other day. There's no way in the world that museum is moving away from art when you've got George Orr there and you're going to have always art in there.
Yeah, that's correct. I think we are the George Orr Museum, and we spent a lot of time talking about Frank Gehry for the past 5 or 6 years, and we're really making a major shift where we're pushing George Orr to the forefront of our organization, and that's our vision in the future, to become an internationally important museum dedicated to George Orr. But in the meantime, all of these community-based exhibits are helping to sustain the museum and also bring people to the museum that would never come there before. So we're really doing a mix. Yes, we're doing popular culture. Katrina Plus 10 has been a real fantastic thing for us. We're going to be doing baseball and motorcycles, but at the same time, we're also doing larger areas of fine arts that we're bringing in, too. So we are definitely an art museum, but I think these lessons we've learned from Katrina have been very, very important. The other exhibits that we're having, like baseball and motorcycles, are going to have an art component, too. But we're an art museum. But again, Katrina Plus 10 has made such a tremendous difference for this museum in terms of getting people in the doors and getting them used to being there and let them understand that this is their museum.
That's what the greatest thing about this Katrina thing is it's a platform to tell our story, but the engagement that y'all are doing. Wouldn't you agree with that, William Sackett? I'm going to pull you in here.
No, I understand. Very, very true and very astute how you say this. It's via Katrina Plus 10, people are becoming aware of the museum, and they're embracing what it is, the essence of it, and it is more than just art. It is a moment of history. It is part of Biloxi, and your future plans are fantastic when you're adding in the motorcycles, the baseball game, etc. Any other further plans, even beyond? Go out a few years.
Yeah, come on.
Well, I think what we're doing right now is we're re-engaging with all the George Orr collectors all over the nation. And we are going to be finishing those pods. I've got three of them to go, and that's going to be a major installation, a very important step for Biloxi in terms of being a player in the arts field. So we're really looking forward to having George Orr as a preeminent figure. We've got collectors from all over the nation that are ready to lend some of the very best George Orr works that were ever created and be able to display them here in Biloxi.
I think George Orr was a baseball fan, and I think he rode a motorcycle. Am I lying?
That is correct. He rode a Thor motorcycle, and we're going to have one of those at our exhibit coming up in a couple years.
See, so it's all connected, William. All right, we're wrapped up. Take us home.
You've been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. We've been broadcasting live here from the Edgewater Mall Court. Hope you've enjoyed our program. This is William Sackett speaking.